Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What shall we discuss?
Well, my favorite subject I would like to discuss, and that's Lawrence.
Ah, very well.
So, I want to start by asking you just generally how I'm doing in my interactions with Lawrence and my delivery of his expression, just generally.
And your assessment?
I think I'm doing well. There's definitely progress to be made, but I think I'm going in that direction.
I would agree. And what do you perceive as progress to be made?
In terms of my disengagement from what is being expressed.
How so?
I'm very aware of what I'm speaking. I'm very aware of the subject matter, and that tends to inject, you know, my beliefs and my feelings about that into, at least I believe it does, into how I...
That may not necessarily alter what is being expressed. Let me say to you that the factor that you are aware of what is being expressed is not necessarily a hindrance. And the response from you in relation to what you may be thinking about the subject or feeling about the subject does not necessarily influence how the information is being expressed or what is being expressed. You can think and feel what you think and feel about whatever information is being offered. You can even disagree with it, and that will not necessarily influence how it is being expressed or what is being expressed. If you are strongly in disagreement with a subject, or you are expressing your own strong emotional communications and generating feelings, that may in part affect the delivery, meaning there may be pauses interjected, or there may be fluctuations of voice tone, but it would not necessarily affect what is being expressed. The reason that I am expressing that to you is that I am aware that you are considerably diligent in being aware of yourself and not wanting to influence. And in that, because that is a high priority for you individually, it is significant that you recognize that your feelings or your thoughts do not necessarily automatically change the information that is being offered. What it is more likely to do is if you are confused or reactive to what information is being offered, it may momentarily stop it for the essence will recognize that hesitation through the body consciousness and will stop until you are ready. But it does not necessarily alter the information itself.
Okay.
Therefore, what I would express to you is not to concern yourself so much with that particular point and to merely allow yourself to continue to flow and evolve, and it will occur naturally rather than you attempting to do different or to push yourself in certain directions to stifle yourself or to push yourself in directions to step sideways farther. It is not necessary. You will do those actions automatically and naturally as you continue.
And am I to some extent presently doing that?
Yes.
So, I know this is a rather general question, but where am I going with this?
That would be your
Choice. I
choice.
know, I know, but
What do you want to do with it?
I want to do great things with it.
Such as?
I want to be a source of information that is helpful to many people.
Then do that.
But am I capable?
Definitely.
Is that the direction I'm going in presently?
Once again, that is your choice. I cannot answer
But
that for you.
I want to choose that.
Then choose it.
I have.
Then why are you asking?
Because I didn't know that was the direction I was going in, but I want that to be my direction.
Well,
So let me turn. Okay, let me jump forward to another question I was going to ask you. Last December, you had an internet group session, and maybe my memory is not quite right, but you will know what I'm referring to, in which you were referring to the present wave and how the wave had peaked and how there was a great deal of energy available, and you encouraged people to use that energy to accomplish something important. And so, in my case, what would that be?
what you are doing.
Okay, that's the answer I wanted.
And there you have it.
Okay, so you are, of course, aware of my interactions with Lawrence, in probably as much detail as you care to be. And I'm still concerned with how well I'm doing that. This is going to be an ongoing thing with me. So I think what you said just previously, that helps me. But I guess what I'm looking from you is some kind of encouragement or some kind of, telling me where I am with this. And I've had this discussion with you before, and you were very not giving much on me.
I would express that you are precisely in the position that you are. You are developing. And in that, you are evolving, you are engaging more and more, and it is a process. And in that, it is a matter of you allowing that process and directing it simultaneously. Directing it in the direction that you want to accomplish, what you want to do, what your participation in this exchange is, and where you want to move with it, and also participating in that allowance factor of what Lawrence's agenda is.
Can you speak to that? I mean, let me put it this way. I have spoken Lawrence's agenda on, I have what I believe Lawrence wants me to express on that. I'm not sure how distorted that was. So,
and what is your interpretation?
My interpretation is that Lawrence wants to provide information to people that as they progress in the shift, they're with their broader awareness and their broader access to information, he will provide information helping people how to utilize that new awareness and therefore help them in that way.
I would agree. I would express in relation to that essence that the direction, yes, that is accurate. Ford is more in the direction of how to use your abilities as you thin those veils. What to do with thinning those veils, how to engage, how to interact, what to expect in a manner of speaking, and how to proceed. I would agree that that is very much the agenda. It is not as much in the direction of the shift, but the aspects of the shift, what it does, and therefore how that impacts individuals in your individual lives, and more specifically, less general, in conjunction with separation veils. I would express that that essence has always moved in that direction. And this is a grand opportunity to genuinely express in very different but very realistic capacities. For in that, it is those veils of separation between the seen and unseen, between different dimensions, between different areas of consciousness, even between life and death. And in that, what that means, and how to engage in a very different capacity. Your lives are structured around separation. And I would express that Lawrence's agenda is very much in the direction of how your lives can be structured without the separation.
Okay.
Which is considerably different.
So, I have two questions. I'm not sure which one to ask for, but let's start with, I have been doing many what I call solo sessions. I have done in which usually it means that either I get some information ahead of time about what the subject may be, or sometimes I have a question that gets answered, or some blend of that. And I've done those, and he has expressed in several sessions about the mechanism of perception. And he's taken a view that perception is that basically it's like you say, all of our experience is generated by perception, but he's taken it very, very literally, in that it's as if we, as essence, engage this action of perception, and we generate experience in the focus. And the focus, in fact, is the perception. And that there is nothing objective about it. The whole experience is totally subjective. It is totally a stream of what he's expressed, a stream of sensory stimulation running through our consciousness. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay, that's good enough for me. And then, okay, so go back into the solo sessions that I've had. I'm at a point now which I'm not sure whether I should continue with that route, because I'm not sure whether I should. I'm not sure how to proceed from here. Should I like engage more people individually or as a group? And I kind of enjoy that. But I'm also fine with if Lawrence would prefer to engage more, you know, dictation kind of sessions. I'd like to understand, you know, the practical aspects of that. What should I do that helps my development the
most?
This
is your part. This is your part of the participation. For I would express that as you have already been demonstrated to, Lawrence does not necessarily incorporate a preference as to engaging groups of individuals or individuals or moving in a direction directly with you and moving in that type of expression. The agenda is not about one method or another method. It is about certain information. And in that part of the exchange and the participation is for you to determine what your preference is and what you are comfortable with. Remember that this is, in a manner of speaking, a partnership. The essence has an agenda and is moving in a particular direction, but the individual within physical focus also, in a manner of speaking, has an agenda in relation to your contribution, which is important to you, and how you do that. Therefore, that aspect of it is your choice. And what I would say to you is that at this point, it is not necessary for you to move in a direction of either or. You can do both. And you can continue to do both. And in that, what may be more important as a question is how you do that in a balanced capacity. That what is comfortable for you, not to push in either direction, but to allow yourself to flow naturally, to be generating that satisfaction in what you are doing and to accomplish in each direction that you engage. And as you continue to be aware if there is an aspect of that process that is more comfortable or that you generate more fulfillment with or less, and to develop in those directions. Therefore, if you are engaging individuals, groups, and personal interaction between yourself and Lawrence, and perhaps writing, balancing the three in a manner that you are comfortable with. As you continue noticing whether any one of those avenues is more comfortable, or that you have more interest in, or that you have less interest in, and then developing those avenues that you do have more interest in and you are more comfortable with, allowing that flow, but not restricting yourself by generating the thought process that you must choose a specific direction. That is not necessarily important at this point. You will naturally develop in that manner as you continue. You will develop a preference.
Okay. Well, one of the issues right now is that I have a difficulty starting what I call the solo sessions, just myself and Lawrence. If I go into that and begin, I don't know where to begin. If there is already a subject in mind, then it's easy to let it flow. But if I just say to myself, okay, Lawrence, say something, I don't know how to get started with that.
That is easily solved.
Please tell me.
Ask a question.
Okay, so just whatever is of interest to me? Yeah, yes. That's easy.
Precisely.
Okay. Because I wasn't... I'm comparing to Jane Roberts and Seth.
Don't compare.
Okay.
And in that, you are an individual and your method and your direction and your interaction is unique and different. And in that, you're developing it yourself with Lawrence, not to be compared with any other energy exchange, for it is different and it is unique. In this, the simplest, easiest direction to move in is to merely ask a question, and it is not necessary that it be a profound question. It can be any question. It is merely a beginning.
Okay, I understand. So, yesterday in the group session, when I was asking you a question, I'm sure you noticed that I was having difficulty expressing it to you, and I was having these very strong energy sensations in the first part. Second part, not very much. Could you tell me what was going on there? It was like, to me, it felt like it was a blend of my energy with Lawrence, or I don't know what it was.
Two factors. One, your assessment in relation to Lawrence is correct, and that is not unusual.
The blend, you mean?
Yes, that is not unusual. It is in actuality fairly common, especially in relation to new development of an energy exchange. And when I express new development, that would include a time framework of perhaps the initial 4 years of an interaction of an energy exchange. In that, when you are in the presence of another essence or another energy exchange, it is very easy to slip into that allowance of being open to that energy that you engage. That is very common. It is almost a very similar action as being hypnotic. You are accustomed to another energy moving in conjunction with you and your body and your energy. And when you experience and feel another energy and are in the presence of another energy exchange, it triggers a very similar feeling. And that automatically signals your body consciousness to be open to that action. Therefore, that is very common. And once again, it is also purposeful, for it gives you the opportunity to recognize and realize that you are directing, that the expression of the exchange occurs only when you deem it to occur, and no other time framework. And the other essence is entirely respectful of that. That does not mean that the other essence removes its energy. It merely respects that you are directing when that will be expressed and not. Now, in addition to that, what I will say to you is that there was another energy present that one of the other individuals that had intended or planned to be attending this group interaction in physical proximity and then chose differently and was not interactive in physical proximity, did engage in a small group interaction and did project to that group interaction yesterday. And you were not the only individual that noticed. There were other individuals that noticed that presence. And in that, because they noticed for a brief time framework, it was somewhat distracting to some individuals. But it also was an accomplishment that they did actually do it, and they did actually project a partial physical presence, and that was a significant accomplishment, albeit somewhat distracting.
So you're not going to give us
the... I know who it is.
Oh, you know who it is? Okay.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Elias, is that the energy I felt in my
Yes.
head?
Yes.
Okay.
And there were abrasive individuals that actually visually saw not quite a form, but an image.
Okay.
Briefly, momentarily, but, and there were several individuals that did experience and feel the other energy in different capacities, yes, and it was momentarily distracting for many individuals.
So, returning to my earlier question about these different choices of interaction, myself with others, whatever. Is there one particular mode of interaction that at this present time would be more beneficial in the development than some other?
I would express is that it is likely that the avenue of engaging individually with other individuals may be beneficial, for it can add to your confidence in accepting and receiving those communications in relation to Lawrence and not questioning as much. It may be easier for you to do that in an individual situation than by yourself. Okay. You may incorporate more of a tendency by yourself to question.
Mm. So, can you, like, refer back to the little group session I had on Friday night? There was a couple instances there which I know I blocked information in a sense that I felt uncomfortable with providing the information. It was uncomfortable not because I was uncomfortable with the subject. I was uncomfortable with whether I would be able to express Lawrence correctly on that question, and we just let it go. So, and how can I overcome that?
What particularly were you uncomfortable with?
I was uncomfortable with just generally, I was uncomfortable with accuracy. Or I was feeling that, okay, here is something that I would like to address to. It is that if the subject matter that I'm asked about, like energy centers, for example, it's a subject matter I don't know very much about, and then I feel uncomfortable because I'm not familiar with it. On the other hand, if it's a completely abstract subject, like perception or whatever, I feel fine with it. But it's kind of like some areas that I don't feel comfortable with expressing on, and then I tend to block or do something else.
What I would suggest to you and I encourage you to receive this in whatever capacity you are comfortable with, not as an absolute. But what I would suggest to you is when you incorporate a moment that you notice that you are becoming tense and you are uncomfortable with a particular subject, and you also notice that the reason that you are uncomfortable with the subject is because you personally don't incorporate much information about it, to merely remind yourself to relax and allow Lawrence to express, for Lawrence does. That Lawrence will express beyond what you particularly know. You don't have to know considerable volumes or anything about a particular subject. Let me express in this manner. I will give you an example of a similar type of expression. For what is similar is allowing yourself to trust what you don't know. You are trusting the other essence. And in that, you are allowing that information to be expressed, regardless that you don't know that information. One of Lawrence's focuses, Victoria, incorporated an experience early in our interactions in which I was encouraging the individuals to be paying attention to their impressions. And explaining to them that in many instances that you as individuals give yourselves impressions that are information, for impressions are an avenue of communication, that may be new information to you objectively. That as an individual in your particular experience and your knowledge and what you have learned and what you have not learned, you may not have a particular piece of information, but you may give that to yourself through an impression, and it can give you new information that is accurate. Lawrence was, or Victoria, was playing the game. We had a game that was established in the early development, and she was playing the game, and she was practicing with her impressions to play the game. Now, your impressions are an avenue of communication that come from what?
Yourself.
As essence. Not a division, not as essence being something else, but as yourself, as essence, because you hold all that information. Lawrence wanted to engage an entry in our game, but wanted to do that in relation to a genuine impression, and did. And expressed the identification of a particular insect to be entered into the game that Victoria was entirely unfamiliar with. Had never seen this insect, had no knowledge of this insect, did not know the name of this insect, but presented the name of the insect and was questioning whether it was an insect or not, but expressed the entry and it was correct, and it was an insect. In that, it is very similar. That was an example of trusting an avenue of communication that was not her in her awareness, but was her in essence in a larger, in a manner of speaking, figuratively, awareness. Now, in that, it was trusting what she didn't know, objectively. You have a subject presented to you, or a question presented to you, in relation to a subject that you don't necessarily objectively have considerable information or knowledge about. But that is the point of what you are doing.
Okay. Of course, you know, I understand that.
Yes.
That the essence has far more information than
but
I have.
This is the point of pausing momentarily, acknowledging the reason you are uncomfortable is that you are expecting yourself to answer. You are expecting Lawrence to access your information rather than you accessing Lawrence's information. In that, it is an automatic expression. It is not unusual. In that, what I am expressing to you is merely to pause and remind yourself you don't have to know the answer. Lawrence knows the answer. You don't have to have all the mechanics and all of the pieces. That is the reason that you are engaging the energy exchange. Because not only are you offering information to other individuals or allowing Lawrence to answer questions to other individuals, you are allowing Lawrence to give you information also and to expand your knowledge and awareness simultaneously. And it does. And therefore, when Lawrence answers a question, you benefit from the answer also. Do you believe that Michael incorporates an objective awareness of all of the information that I offer and that Michael already objectively knew that? That is ludicrous. No, Michael does not incorporate that expansion
no,
of knowledge.
Not. Of course not. But you're...
And Michael learns from what I express in the same manner that any of you learn. When I answer a question to another individual, Michael learns also in equal capacity as other individuals.
Well.
And so do you.
I understand. But your energy exchange with Michael is something very different.
It is different, but it is no less or more valid.
We can talk about that some other time.
You may disagree.
No,
if
I don't.
You choose.
Well, for example, right now Michael is completely unaware of this conversation.
It matters not. You are generating an assessment and an evaluation that expresses that that is more valid or that that is better. That is more efficient for Michael.
I see.
That may not be as efficient for you or for another individual. It does not automatically designate that it is a better energy exchange, or that it is more valid, or that it is more important. That is incorrect. You are generating that assessment and generating a comparison. The information is valid regardless.
Thank you for that.
You are very welcome.
So, moving along. You got anything else? No. let's get this out of the way. So, how am I doing with my health? Everybody asks you for a health scan, so I figured I should too.
Why?
I don't know.
Because everyone else does. I would express that. would recognize nothing significant in dysfunction of your health, and in that nothing of any importance that you are creating or blocking.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
The factor that other individuals ask certain questions does not necessarily mean that you are neglect if you do not ask them. You do not have a reason to ask them.
Okay. So this next, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this next question, so if you could keep it a little bit brief. THC, like marijuana. The effect on energy exchange is beneficial, unbeneficial, neutral, or
none, no. Unless okay. You create it to be so.
Okay, that's good enough. That's all I need to know on that. Thank you.
You're very welcome, my friend. I shall greatly anticipate our next meeting. I shall be offering my energy to you continuously in comfort. An inspiration.
Thank you.
In wondrous lovingness, as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir.